And on the line now, I have Christine Orford, who is presenter of Neera FM's Girl Power. Good afternoon, Christine.
Hiya.
How are you?
Hi, how are things, John?
Great, great. And how are you?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, I'm doing good.
Good. Now, we're coming up to the 25th anniversary of Neera FM. I know you, you probably weren't even born, were you, 25 years ago?
Well, I was, unfortunately, yeah.
listen, tell us about how you got involved with Neera FM.
Yeah, so I'll tell you, right? I listen to a lot of community radio. So I listen to a lot of Neera FM and I listen to a lot of Raja and Lipa. And I was listening and my friend's dad, so my friend Tyke's dad, Roger O'Sullivan, is on every Saturday morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Or every Sunday, actually, isn't he? And yeah, and I used to listen to that and I thought it was just such a great program. And then I was thinking to myself, like, why not get involved myself and give it a go, you know? So I did the course about this time last year. Yeah. And then I got my own program in September. So it was fantastic.
And I believe you done Northside Light when the rest of us were all away on a break.
Yes, I did, yeah. So I'm actually talking to you from North Strand at the moment in my tiny, tiny kind of makeshift studio type thing, which is also my wardrobe, which is also my office. So I was recording from there during the lockdown. So it was actually great fun doing it, but there's a lot of work involved. So I'm very impressed with you doing it every week.
Yeah, and you're also a journalist, is that correct?
So, yeah, I studied journalism in college and then I worked as a journalist in trade publications for a couple of years. And now I'm self-employed. So I'm a writer. I do a lot of kind of marketing things for different companies.
OK, tell us a little bit about the programme, Girl Power. I think it speaks for itself, does it?
Yeah. So I kind of came up with the idea after listening to a lot of radio and kind of like across the board. A lot of the time, you only really hear male voices. So I was kind of thinking, I know there's already sisters are doing it for themselves on Neera FM, but I thought it'd be brilliant to have another program that was just female voices. So what I do is I kind of do a bit of research every week, and sometimes I have a loose team, and I pick kind of all female vocalists, female artists, female musicians, and kind of put together an hour every week, and it's usually very upbeat and fun, and it's brilliant. Like, my dad listens to it a lot. Sometimes he gives me quite harsh criticism, but usually he's kind of fairly happy with my programming. So yeah, he's my biggest critic and my biggest fan probably too.
Yeah, and I was talking to Debbie last week, Debbie McMahon, I'm sure you know her, and talking about the first time you come into the studio and you look at the desk and all the faders and the plug and all this. It's a bit daunting at first, isn't it?
It is very daunting. So I actually did my training with Donny, who also does Northside Today and Frontier Legends Corner, of course. So I remember hearing him before I met him. And he was actually very good at kind of teaching us. So he was sort of saying, like, you know, you can take it easy and do your own sort of style and all that sort of stuff. And he said, if he can do it, anyone can do it. Of course, he's a complete pro, so not many people can do it as well as him. But it gave me a good bit of confidence, actually, seeing him doing it. And then when I was doing it for myself, definitely my first few programs, I made a lot of mistakes. But everyone in Neera FM is so nice that I was able to kind of get through it and muddle on. And yeah, now I'm kind of still making some mistakes, but a few less, I'd say.
How long are you doing it now, Christine?
I'm doing it almost a year. I think my first program was the first week of September in 2019. So yeah, about 10 or 11 months.
And you come into the studio, I take it, yeah, you do it. You don't operate.
Yeah.
You only operate from home because of this pandemic.
That's it. Yeah. So I've been in the studio, back in the studio for the last about however long it's been, maybe month, 6 weeks. Whenever it was deemed safe, and still doing kind of the odd program from home. It's kind of handy enough that I have the setup from home that I can do both. But I love going into the studio. It's actually just so nice going into the studio and hearing kind of feedback from people live as well, people texting in and stuff. It's absolutely fab. Yeah, I much prefer being live than recording at home, but it's nice to have the option, I suppose.
Yeah, and do you just play music? Do you do the odd interview, for instance?
I do the odd interview, yeah. So when I was doing Northside Light, I kind of made a point of getting an interview for every programme. And then for Girl Power Hour, I haven't actually done an interview in a while, just because, you know, you can't have guests in and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was kind of doing an interview maybe once every 2 or 3 episodes. So I had a fantastic person. I think my last live interview was a woman called Gemma Dunleavy. So this is before the lockdown, and she's an amazing singer-songwriter, and she's just released an EP that's getting really kind of big critical acclaim. So I'm looking forward to getting her back in the studio. She's promised that she'll come back in sometime soon, so I might give her a ring over the next few weeks, see how she's getting on now that she's a big pop star.
Yeah, and it's great to cover Irish musicians. Do you get a lot of Irish musicians on the programme?
I do, yeah. So some weeks I kind of try and do almost all Irish musicians, but every week I try and have a couple. Now, it depends on the sort of theme, because sometimes if it's kind of like a ska or reggae theme, there's not a whole lot of Irish female ska and reggae artists. Now, I'm going to be getting texts in telling me there actually is, so I'd love to hear.
Yeah.
But yeah, some weeks kind of more Irish artists than others, but most weeks I try and have at least a few, because again, it's brilliant having Irish voices on the radio, and you know, it's a thing that you don't hear as much on the commercial radio station, so it's great doing it myself on Near FM.
And do you stick to a particular genre, or do you play a variety?
Oh, definitely a variety, yeah. So like, you know, I might have a punk theme one week, and I might have like a jazz theme the next week. I could have ska, I could have girl bands. You know, there was one week that I did a 1976 special, so all songs from 1976 for my parents' wedding anniversary. You know, one week I had a woman in talking about how to make the perfect pancakes, so I did like a food theme that week. Yeah, kind of, it's all different genres. Yeah, very much a mix. I'm always being kept on my toes discovering new artists.
Yeah, and you've done that for your parents' wedding anniversary.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was really great fun, actually. So, so they were married in 1976. So I did a real deep dive into what was going on in 1976, what was popular, a lot of ABBA. So I found out, and you know, bits and pieces about like the big films released around that time, and kind of news events and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, it was really good fun doing it, and they loved listening to it as well. As I said, my biggest fans, definitely.
And I take it your podcast, that, and that'll be a keepsake for them.
Yeah. Actually, I must put it up on my Mixcloud. I've been ignoring my Mixcloud the last few weeks, but I have a good few episodes now to put up. I was very good at the start, always putting up a new episode on my Mixcloud, but yeah, recently I've kind of let that go a little bit.
Yeah, well, isn't it great now that you were able to do that? And it's great that the management in Near FM give us that freedom to do things like that, well, within reason.
Well, that's it. Like, anytime I talk to anyone from the management of Near FM, what they kind of say is, you know, try it and then try more. You know, they're always kind of encouraging experimentation and kind of, you know, whatever you kind of think of, like off the top of your head. You know, as long as obviously you have to be kind of sound and you can't be doing kind of mad sort of discriminatory stuff or whatever, which I absolutely wouldn't do anyway.
Yeah.
But kind of, they're like, be as creative and experimental and do whatever you want. So I really, I've really kind of tried to take that on board, doing a few sort of recordings in the rain for my rain special, or, you know, like finding girl bands in Japan who are like metalers, you know, like all that sort of stuff. I'm just like, okay, you want me to be experimental? I'll do my best.
Yeah. Okay, Christine, unfortunately, we're running out of time. As you know, we have to take a break on the half hour.
Yeah.
And it's been great talking to you. And we don't know what's going to happen on the actual anniversary, but hopefully there will be a big get-together at some stage.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Yeah, I'd love to see everyone again.
Okay, Christine, listen, thanks very much for taking the call. Lovely talking
great,
to you.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.